The nasal testing protocol for COVID-19 is intrusive and uncomfortable, but Intermountain is transitioning to a saliva-based test at all of its sites in Utah. Intermountain will collect samples from patients over the age of 6, and facilities will still offer the nasal swab for children 5 years and younger, and for people who can't produce enough saliva. Brandon Webb is an infectious disease physician for Intermountain. Speaking at a community update last week, he said other than the way the sample is collected, the test will stay the same.
The rest of the process is still the same. So the saliva collection is not a rapid process. It still requires the lab to extract the genetic material out of the saliva, look for the virus particles, and then identify them. And so even with the saliva collection, people should still expect at least 2 to 3 days before test results.
He says Intermountain didn't switch to a more comfortable way of testing earlier because they didn't know if the saliva test would have the same result quality as the nasal swab.
And the Intermountain laboratory folks were able to validate that it is just as accurate. But the thing to understand about the saliva method is that the only thing that's different there is that it's a more humane, gentler way of collecting the virus.
He says the nasal test has roughly a 5% false negative rate, and the saliva test has a similar rate of false negatives. Intermountain advises patients to avoid eating or drinking anything at least 30 minutes before the test is administered. Jessica Lowell, KPCW News.